All right, I'm going to talk about a quick idea where, you know, we entered Bein HaZman. I don't know who gets more excited for Bein HaZman, the Talmidim or the Rebbeim, you know, but being able to, get a little time off, get a little chofesh, a little bit of a recharger, it's very, very nice. And there's, a few goals during Bein HaZman. You know, it's important to, as Morty said after, he needs a little break. He had a long Zman, even though it wasn't an Iper year, it wasn't two others, it was still next year, Mr. Shem, but it was still a long Zman. So you need a little time for yourself, a little, chilling out time. But it's very, very important each day to make sure that you're learning a little bit each day. Each day you're doing a little bit to be able to grow, to be able to ascend. And I think it's also an incredibly important time of reflection. It's really, you just had, especially this year, there wasn't, it was like all one blob. But, you just had, six, seven months of basically, straight. And now you get your first vacation. You guys can really go wherever you want also. And to really reflect on what just happened the last 6, 7 months and how to take it with you as you move forward. That, finishing the Sechet Sukkah, it's the beginning of... It's only the beginning. It's not the end. Please God, it's not the end. It's really only the beginning. But to reflect on that, to reflect on what it took to be able to finish Maseches Sukkah, what it took to be able to go through, months of being able to show up and to be committed. And it's not easy. It's really not easy. And a real time of reflection. And while building off that, to be like, oh, look, I was able to do this. I never thought in a million years I'd be able to do this. Look what I was able to do. And now we're going towards the next way. And as Effie Minzer said last year, you said this year, I'll become a Mesorah. Someone will say it next year, Mitzvah Shem. A little bit each day. And that's how we're able to see just incredible, incredible growth. Like, we're really able to see how much we can accomplish with just doing... Which is doing a little bit. When I was in Resimon's Shir in YU, he used to say, it's a cute line, that, if you do one Magen Avraham today, and one Magen Avraham tomorrow, and one Magen Avraham the next day, you did three Magen Avraham. So it could be, you get to college, you're not so good at math. If you're not a math major, you don't do so much math. So he might have been telling us 1 + 1 + 1 = 3. But I think what he was really telling us was a little bit each day. And then you look back after 3 days, like, wow! Look what I know. I actually know things. You're able to really realize what we're doing. Reflect. You got to reflect over this long Zman for your time in the army. Reflect on what you were able to accomplish this past year. It's really important. You do a little bit each day. You're really able to see what you're able to do. And the final point we'll make is just very short. It's not that you came so late. The final point is, and I think it's super, super important, and also reflecting on that, is having keshers with Rebbeim. And whatever you're going to do, when I went back Shana Aleph, so I, there was a time when, flying, not even so long ago, my Shana Aleph was 15 years ago, but not even so long ago, like a year ago, flying was actually a thing people could do. But I went back Shana Aleph, and... the middle of Chol Hamoed Pesach, it's already like 2.5, 3 weeks, I get a call from Tata Leibowitz. He's like, you forgot about me? You think I'm dead? Like, you don't keep in touch with me? And, it hit me at that point, like, wow, that could have been very, very bad. Like, it's really, really important to keep in touch with the Rebbeim and to continue to develop that keshen. When you get older and you start to have, different, I wouldn't call it, more pressing, but different kinds of issues than you have when you're in yeshiva, your Rebbeim are very, very, will be very, very helpful. And, like anything, I say, in my profession, if I don't talk to them for 10 years, like, oh, you want to give money? Or so, it's very awkward. Cold calls are very, very awkward. And for both parties, for them as well. And the same thing, if you don't keep in touch for 2 years with the Rebbe, then you're like, oh, let's just pick up where we were. But we haven't talked in 2 years. Like, it'll be a little awkward. And I think it's very, very valuable, I guess, within reason. But I remember when I paid a trip to Brandeis during my days in YU. I went there for a Shabbos, and there was someone in the car. She was saying, it happened to not be, she was not talking about Leva Torah, but I think indirectly she was taking a shot at me, but she was not talking about Leva Torah. She was talking about a specific yeshiva where the minhag is, the guy is asked to rebbe him everything. Oh, Rebbe, should I buy these socks? Should I learn this? Should I date this girl? Should I do this? Should I do that? They asked her Rebbeim every single question, and she was saying it's a little ridiculous. So I didn't agree with her at all at the time, and well, some of the life paths that she's gone in, I would probably say even further, I did not agree with her and don't agree with her. You have to use your common sense. Like, yeah, if you're, you know, should I use this pencil or this pencil? No, you don't have to ask for Jake. Should I use this pencil or that pencil? You have to use a little bit of common sense. And you don't have to ask for Duddy, you know, should I pick up the, like, you know, we have to use a little bit of seichel in life. But you shouldn't feel like, oh, should I ask my Rebbe that or should I not? Oh, maybe he'll think that's a foolish question. You don't have to think that. You should keep the kesher. You should really always feel comfortable to ask them whenever they want, and it'll be very good for each of you, and all of us. Like, you really do see through that. Like, you know, they really are able to guide you in ways that, you know, they're older. They're just not, you're just by being older, and generally speaking, you're smarter and know life a little better, and they'll be able to really help you. And I can say on a personal note for myself, with the guys who, you know, already 2 years out of yeshiva, I have what to do with. You really do. It really gives me so much chias being able to talk to them and hopefully the guidance that I'm able to provide them. So you will be helping your Rebbeim, but you see, like, they'll come to you for really anything and everything. And like, at first you'll be like, oh, why are they asking that? It's like really not. And then like, you walk home that day, you're like, wow, their question was like so deep and like really is very meaningful. And then trying to go back into like the shoes that they're in as, you know, 18, 19, 20, 21 year olds, and however older, you know, as you get older and older. It really is. Just the guidance is important. The Mishnah in Avos does say that. The Pergamos says that. Asei lecha rav, and then later on it says again about having a Rebbe. And we need two Rebbeim. We need Rebbeim for halacha. We need Rebbeim for direction. And, you know, to whatever extent one wants to take that. But it's not unreasonable, like, really before every decision to consult with the Rebbe. The guy who's here must be over 10 years ago. He's turning 30. And... He tells me this all the time. He doesn't go a day where he has to make a decision where he does not consult Rav Natanael. It could be. I haven't asked Rav Natanael about this. It could be Rav Natanael's like, we'll do anything to block the guy's number. It's possible. It's possible that it bothers him to no end, but I'm sure it doesn't. But the guy gets, like, you know, these decisions. I'm making important decisions, like what steps I want to do, how I want to build my family, and everything, and where should I move, what community should I live in, and everything in between. And we want to have our Rebbeim. So important to reflect upon. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean you're in a shir for a year or 2 years, and that's a Rebbe that you feel like you'll feel comfortable asking life decisions. You may feel comfortable asking him, you know, psak. You may feel comfortable asking him what's pshat and tosfos, but you wouldn't necessarily be the Rebbe you would feel comfortable asking, I don't know, what kind of house do I want to build? Is this the kind of girl I want to date? Is this what I should be learning at this time, etc.? But to reflecting upon that also, like how it is, who I want to have as my Rebbeim, and to really do everything to keep them as a part of your kesher, and also understanding that every Rebbeim have very busy lives. Everyone has very busy lives. You know, they have, by the fact that they're married with children, more children than each of you have, and more responsibilities and financial responsibilities and everything in between. It's not to think that they're going to keep in touch with you. Only is probably unlikely, so it needs to come a little bit from you. And then dealing with, you know, the fundraising angle, if you never kept in touch with the Rebbe, you can't be so upset that there was no keeping in touch. But you know, they'll do their best. I'll do my best, and to just take that time, enjoy your time off. As I said at the beginning, it may be Rebbeim do like it more, but the break is needed, and it is important, and to really reflect on what's been a long 6-7 months, but hopefully building blocks for the rest of your life. All right, Shkayach.